Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at Media Row, and we want to thank the host committee and so many others for hosting us here all week long. Mike, we're joined, I think, a friend of both of ours, and we just call him Bubba.
Right.
Everything else is too hard to pronounce.
No, right. Arthur's really not a problem. It's the last name we need the nickname for.
Arthur Bubba Boisfontaine, CEO and digital creator with CCI Productions. When you see all those banners and all those wraps of these big buildings, this is the guy that does it. He's got an imagination like no other friend that I have, I can promise you. But Arthur, welcome to the show. We so appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all having me.
You know, you have lit up the dome. You've put these wraps up. You were part of the amazing light show on St. Louis Cathedral.
Well, and yeah. So St. Louis Cathedral is that's handled by the NFL.
NFL,
well,
right.
We've been part of like discussions. You know, and a lot of these discussions happened like well over a year ago.
Right.
And so, you know, we hear about different things, but we have different partners that come in from all over. They're coming in from Phoenix, New York, and L.A. and all over. And, you know, we're a part of everything, but we're doing a lot of the work around the city. And it's a proud moment. I remember when I was the young guy in the business, and now I'm the old guy in the business.
You're preaching to the choir.
Absolutely. But I've been to your facility.
Yeah.
I mean, the print machines, folks, it's hard to describe what they do totally. And when you see the end product and you see that it came out of that machine, it's like, there's no way.
Yeah, so our company is, we have one of the largest print production facilities in the country. And we're right here in Elmwood.
Right in Elmwood.
And we started in a 25, actually we started in my partner's in his house, and then we, next thing you know, we got 2,500 square feet. Then we took the suite next to us. We're at 5,000. Then we're 7,500. Then 10,000. And then all of a sudden, we buy this 53,000 square foot building, and we've really grown to the point where we're kind of busting.
Y'all are. Last time I was there, were busting at the seams.
Yeah,
we can find you. I know some people at Jetco. We can find you a new place.
Yeah. That's right. I've done the 504, by the way. Yeah. I like those low rates.
He leaves no stone unturned, trust me.
That's right. But look, our team is built for this. This is what we do. We worked on Final Fours, Super Bowls, NBA All-Star Games. World Cup, we're working, we're doing some business development on that side right now. America's Cup, We're doing business development right now on the Olympics. So it's, look, what you do, it's like back in my days of selling copiers, you know. Back then it was what you do today affects you in 90 days. What we do today affects us and could be 2 to 3 to 4 years.
Right.
But you just got to keep on sawing wood.
Yeah, same thing with New Orleans and Company and luring conventions here, right? They're already luring conventions into the 2030s.
While the iron is hot.
Yeah. So, New Orleans and Company, I think they're the best at what they do anywhere in the world. And I would say that they're top three.
Well, you've
been
around to all the major cities.
I have, and I look at Walt and his team, and you know they have a great board, but they work really, really hard. And you know we had 19.5 million visitors. We're looking at the projections of what's coming up, you know, next year and year after, and it's moving up. But GNO Inc., the same thing, like what they're doing, you know, to really grow our city. And, you know, one of the things that I want to see is when you talk about our city, you know, you may have opinions on certain things, but I want you to tell us about the good things that are happening as well, because we have tech that's coming up. We have the Meta, you know, and all these things, they all affect us in the sports world. You know, when we're doing well in different parts of our state, you know, it comes down LED. They've done an amazing job. They're really doing some spectacular things supporting small business, and you know we work with, even on Super Bowl, like we're working with a lot of small companies. And I remember when I was a young guy, like just getting started, and just so excited to get that $8,000 job. Now we're doing seven figures, you know, in these projects, and it's exciting to see them, you know, get a piece of this. And in 10, 20 years, they're going to be just like we are, and we're going to keep growing this economy.
You know, vinyl used to be a product that y'all did a lot on.
Yep.
What has changed? I mean, you know, when you look at these banners that are stories high,
yeah.
You know, I mean, a third of these high-rise buildings wrapped.
Yeah, you know, different materials. So adhesive vinyl, like Benson Towers adhesive vinyl, it's two different materials. So the windows you have to be at a C-out. So we, you know, it's 1,000 panels that make it up. So you got to sort them properly. You know, we did a project that we're really proud of. We've worked with the city. We've worked with GNO Inc., New Orleans and Company, LED, to put Becky Voss on Plaza on the backside, which is, and look. When it comes to safety, like that's number one for us. We go up, like even as yesterday, the
that's
team.
That's right, y'all put it up yesterday.
Yeah, the
right?
team that went up, and you know that we don't install everything that we
right.
do. Okay, so we have teams that come in, but it's like, hey, there's a 70% chance we're going to get this thing up. If you feel at any moment that your safety is at risk, that 30%, get off the building. It was an understanding, you know, that we've had with everybody involved, and we accepted that. They accepted that, and look, we're highlighting a great artist.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
And it's exciting. And that was a mesh banner. It was, I want to say, it was 80 feet by 120, 130 feet. We made it in one piece.
Wow.
It was over 1,000.
Yeah.
I know.
So we sewed this thing together. We had 20 people. It looked like a centipede walking through our shop, right? Because we accordion folded, and look, our team.
But it's like a sale, you know. When you're thinking you're on the side of a building, I mean, that's like having a sail on a sailboat.
It is. So and basically, you know, it's funny because I say you could take a Zulu coconut, and you can wrap the banner around it and just put almost like a rubber band, like something that small. And then you basically just attach, you know, a ratchet strap underneath that little bitty, you know, round object there. Then you take it and you pull it up from there, and we tie it at the bottom, so it goes up, you know, almost in a diameter of maybe 48 inches or so, and then we basically, there's cable up there, so that's been, you know, pre-done. And then we use carabiner clips, and we just start clipping them. And at one point, it's like a big shower curtain.
Right.
And then you tighten it up.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Intention it.
I'm a huge Becky Foss fan.
Yeah.
To the point I think she's a little frightened of me. But big fan. And so we don't get to say this sentence often, but if you get a chance, go down and see Plaza Tower.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's on the Julia Street side. But my question is, can we keep some of this stuff? Can we highlight some artists? Can we, what happens on February 10th?
Yeah. So I don't know the answer to that question. However, I look at it like this. I know it's somewhat controversial, and I get it. You know, the building, it's a tough situation. But if you look at what the city has done to highlight these artists, these B mics, and all these, you know, here's the good news. The good news is when you get graffiti around the city, graffiti artists do not put graffiti on other artists.
Others, right.
Okay. So that's how you fight
graffiti.
that problem, right? And but look, when you turn off of Poydras and you're going toward Plaza Tower and that Julia Street and that sucker's sitting right there, it's massive. It's beautiful.
It's her Pelican, you know,
if you
know Becky's work, it's the Pelican, the colors just pop. I mean, think City Hall.
Yeah.
City Hall. What local artists and you kind of feature, you know, I don't know.
You see that in Europe a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, these little light shows on public buildings.
But there's such, the quality is so different now. It's a different ball game.
You know, it was probably about 10 or 12 years ago, we wrapped the U.S. Supreme Court all the way around.
Wow.
It was under construction. And it was like, okay, how do we take this building and how do we keep all the elements inside? So it does a couple of things. Number one, we made it look like the U.S. Supreme Court. And number two, it keeps all the elements during the construction in, which this does the same thing. So it was like, hey, look, you know, if there's a problem, like this is one more, you know, layer.
Yeah.
That
which is good.
It, which is good.
especially the building that we're talking about.
Yeah. But
a panel of marble coming down.
To answer your question, like I think that there's an opportunity for raps to occur. And look, you want to do it right. You don't want to just put anything.
Yeah.
But that's just a matter. Let's get to a table. Let's talk about it, and let's see how we can attract.
Bubba, are you seeing relative to new buildings actually contemplating that, you know, and actually building their building in a way to receive a wrap a lot easier?
They are. So there's parking garages that put that right in because look. They monetize that sucker like that's actually going on their business plan, and
right.
You know, it's a good business, right?
Yeah.
So, but when you can throw in, you know, you make another 50 or 100 grand during Super Bowl, and then have it throughout the year, kind of like the one that's by the post office. You know, Dr. Pepper has been up there and different.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, that's money.
When you roll out of Super Bowl, rolling into Mardi Gras, is that, I don't know what Mardi Gras means for
Mardi Gras is not like a huge
it's not really,
event for us.
It's not sponsored and, you know, you don't have the big.
Yeah. We wind up getting we get some cool projects, and some of it's just, you know, covering some of these stands and whatnot. But, you know, we work, I probably 40% of our business comes from out of state. And we used to be in San Francisco and Atlanta and New Orleans, and we shut down San Francisco and Atlanta. These were all three production facilities. We're doing more revenue in this one location than we were doing in all three. And it's a testament to our team, and we're lean and mean, and you know, our team, you know, bottom line is they get paid and benefits and whatnot, but at the end of the year, based on how we do, you know, there's money there. So we all look at it as problem solving, working as a team. Our culture is incredible. I look at the team that we built, and they are absolutely phenomenal.
And the thing is,
well, it's reflected in the product. That's
right. I was going to say the same thing. You don't get to go, we screwed that one up. No, dude, it's the building. You got your work is right there every day to be judged.
Yeah. If you mess something up, you're probably in at that scale, you're probably going to in really big trouble financially.
Who are the chefs?
Yeah. So it's all about.
There's no oopsies in your business.
No. But look. Super Bowl, there's all these parties, the decor that we're doing is like the media party was unbelievable.
Oh, that was incredible.
We worked on that. We had a couple of project managers working on that, and then our production team for a long time, and it was spectacular. It was next level. I called New Orleans and Company, GNOE. The Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. The next day, told Tricia, I said, just wanted to let you know, this was next level.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a party within a party within a party.
And I think that's the reaction that they've received from the media, international media, and others.
The bar is always set higher each year, especially when it's in New Orleans.
There was this guy that came up to me that was from Philadelphia, and he's talking, I'm by that alligator area. And he's like, man, this is insane. Like, this is the best place to host a Super Bowl. And I'm like, there's no doubt.
Well, we've been trying to tell y'all that.
And he's like, and then I get to actually hold an alligator. I was like, well, let me show you something. Like, this is from when I was alligator hunting. This is a 10-footer. And he's like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. But he said, the people here are so nice. And the thing, and I told him, we're not trying to be any different than who we are. Like, that's just who we are.
That's just who we are.
And he's like, this is as much as the location of the stadium to the hotels to the French Quarter, the people are what really make it. Yeah. The food, the people, and you know, it's exciting to hear that. It's and I think our citizens feel really good right now.
Absolutely. Arthur Bubba Wasserfontein, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to you, all the great work that you've done. And folks, you just met the guy, you just heard the guy that's responsible for almost every banner that goes up, if not every banner that you see up there around the city. One of the other things, Mike, that they do that's incredible, locker rooms.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All of the visuals inside of the locker rooms. I got to see album full of stuff that they've done for almost every collegiate team around. The locker rooms are just absolutely incredible. I mean, it's just I love going by his place. Congratulations to you, your team,
you.
And everyone else. And we thank you for being a great ambassador, actually, for the city of New Orleans as you travel around the world.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase. purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.